B-Pod Studios.
Listen, I can multitask and write a list and talk.
Buddy, what's your list about?
That's stuff I have to do today. You want to hear it?
Yep.
I got to get... And by the way, some of this could be a good hint at one of my surprises for tonight. Got to get scotch tape and packaging tape. Does that give it away?
Oh, my God, you're murdering Sterling.
That actually reminds me. I need to get some plastic.
Murder reminds him.
Oh, that reminds me. I've got to get a gag ball and a blindfold.
Gag balls for something else. I got to email Helix, my bed company, because we're going through a little bit of a back and forth. I got to go to Nothing But Cakes to get some cupcakes. Got to get chicken cutlets, mashed potatoes, vegetables, cream cheese, pico de gallo, bruschetta, champagne, chocolate syrup, cantaloupe, prosciutto. And plus,
did you just swear on the air?
I think so.
And I think that's it for now.
It is Valentine's Day edition of the wrap party.
Roses, hello.
Harris Teeter.
Make sure they're red.
$20
after today.
Trader Joe's is probably already sold out.
You think?
You got to find somebody on the side of the street today.
Costco.
Cut through Uptown. Trade and Try-On, they'll be selling them there.
There's some dude in a weird pickup truck that sells flowers outside my neighborhood.
In Noda, in an abandoned gas station, they have a whole setup of, like, the gift baskets.
Yeah.
Go to the flower market off of 77.
What do you got? I'm nowhere near 77, my house. I'm off 74.
Yeah, Lauren,
how much do you love your boyfriend?
Not that much.
Clearly not that much. Yeah.
So it is the Valentine's Day edition of the Wrap Party podcast, and we were talking about yellow roses, and you had the list, Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow roses meant friendship roses, but we couldn't, like, all of us, including the MRL show audience, couldn't figure out if that meant he's friend-zoning her. Like, there was no definitive answer to this email we got from Kendra.
I don't think so. He wouldn't be taking her out for Valentine's Day if he was friend-zoning her.
But also, like, I don't think it's his favorite color, because wouldn't he tell her, like, hey, it's my favorite color, so I got you yellow?
I don't know. There might be, like, something more there. I'm not sure, honestly. Like, I love red roses because my dad used to buy them for my mom, and I think it's, like, super, super sweet to buy somebody red roses, but it has nothing to do with, like, the love behind it. And I like cream roses myself. Like, I love white roses.
So
I would rather have white roses than, you know, any other color.
So that's the other thing, is, like, the bottom line probably is that he loves her. He's not trying to friend zone her. He just thinks a rose is a rose, and the color is just... You could do red rose, purple rose, yellow rose.
I think so.
Okay. By the way, the yellow rose used to be the name of a restaurant and bar here in Charlotte.
What happened to it?
There was a shooting.
Mm. So they closed down for a shooting? That's lame. Why would you do that?
I think people stopped going after said shooting.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't think that's a thing anymore, though. Because there's now been plenty of shootings here in Charlotte, and businesses have stayed open.
What?
Oh, Stranger Things trailer's out?
Yep.
New Stranger Things trailer's out. Mm. Nicole's watching it, everybody. We'll post it up at the MRL show on our Insta.
Well, like, I'm not going to stop going to Brooke's Sandwich House.
No, of course not. In fact, we were, like, one of the first people back.
Yeah.
No, I get that, but I guess if it's a bar and your clientele's a certain clientele that doesn't want to be, I don't know, shot, then maybe you stop going.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not following.
Well, I guess I struggle with connecting the dots with people, too. What's the chances you're going to get shot again at the same place someone got shot?
I'll tell you this much. We work on the third floor of a building.
Target the first time around.
We work on the third floor of a building, and downstairs was a restaurant/bar, the Stash House, and there was multiple shootings there.
And people still went back.
But the building kicked them out and said, we don't want you. Maybe that's what happened.
Is that really what happened?
Yeah.
Gosh.
They wouldn't let them redo their lease. Like, hey, one shooting too many.
That was pretty cool, man.
I thought it was stabbings.
Well, I think there was a stabbing there, too. Yeah. I think that's right.
I think somebody got shot, was still alive, then they stabbed them or her.
All I know
is how rumors get started.
Is there was one night where I had some friends in town from Raleigh, and we went to Bar 316, which is directly across the street from the radio station. And afterwards, my friends wanted to go to Stash House just because it was like... right there, and I was living in South Bend, so we were going to walk, and I was like, well, we can just walk on by it and walk to a different bar. And they wanted to go so bad, and the only reason why we didn't go was because the line was out the door, and it was super long. And then we come in to work Monday morning, and there was a stabbing there that night.
That sounds right. That sounds about right. That does not surprise me. Does not surprise me at all.
I'm looking at an article from Charlotte Agenda from 2017 that says that the staff of the Yellow Rose will be moving over to Ray Road, to the Bradshaw Social House, because the same people own both.
Mm-hmm.
The property owners wouldn't respond to questions about why the Yellow Rose is being told to move out. There you go.
Oh, by the way, I found out. Remember I told you I feel like I had a grandma or a family member that killed a bunch of people?
Mm-hmm.
I did get some clarification on that story. It was like my great aunt, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And she owned a bar in West Virginia. And evidently, if there was anything that went down in the bar, she shot him.
Oh, my God.
She kept a shotgun behind. This is now back in, like, 1950, where evidently you could just shoot people. She would, if there was, like, a, you know, she like a robbery, shot him. If people started fighting, she'd shoot the gun in the bar to get them to stop. It was like the Wild West over there in West Virginia.
Wild West Virginia.
Yeah, Wild West Virginia. Oh, you're pulling up the news?
Oh, it's an Austin strip club.
Oh, really? It was
a
strip club?
Different. That's a different. I'm looking online. That's a different thing.
I've moved on from it, to be quite honest with you.
Okay. Hey, let's move on to something else that we haven't talked about that you guys are doing today. Roy and Nicole, tell everybody what you're doing and where you're going today.
Okay. Let me explain.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So there we were.
So there I was in my little studio, which is separate from this studio, and when somebody comes into my studio, it's a whole thing. It's pretty small, and it becomes a very intimate conversation very quick. So one of our account executives, we don't work with her that much, but she comes in and she says, "Hey Nicole, I have something for you that I think you and Roy would be perfect for." Now, mind you, me and Roy. Didn't mention Manny. Didn't mention Lauren.
What's qualities that Nicole and I share?
What do you guys have in common?
Yeah, what do we have in common?
Well, we're gay.
You're gay.
And so then, keeping that in mind, she follows that up by saying, "The Pride Awards are next weekend. I think you and Roy would be great there."
So when I hear about this, clearly upset that I wasn't nominated, and that I'm just attending. You know,
right.
If I'm going to the Pride Awards, I want to be the best gay, the top gay of Charlotte.
Hmm.
You know.
But yeah.
But
so,
I would think the same thing.
Yeah. So she said that to me, and I said, "Oh, Pride." You know, like it wasn't like she asked the show to go. Like she asked Roy and I.
That makes sense.
And at the same time, we're also, which we talked about yesterday on the Rat Party podcast, we're also doing a lot of stuff for Pride Night with Hornets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when you mention Pride to a gay person, they're going to think gay pride. So I said, absolutely. Like, thank you so much for thinking of us. This means a lot. That was great. That was about 9:15. About 11 o'clock, she comes back and she goes, "Hey, it just dawned on me that you probably think I'm talking about homosexual pride."
And I said, homosexual pride is hilarious.
and I looked at her smiling like, where's this going? And because it's just me and her again having a conversation. And then she goes, no, this is African-American pride. And I said, oh, okay, yeah. And she goes, did you think I meant gay pride? And I was like,
yeah. Yes.
I said, no, not at all.
Yeah.
I knew.
Lying.
And she goes, okay, so you and Roy are still good for that. And I said, absolutely.
Which, what would we say? No.
Right. Yeah. Because what?
Oh, yeah, no, we only do gay pride.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what would we say to that?
And then after that, she goes, amazing. You guys will be our token white people.
Oh, my God.
And I said, yeah.
That
so,
but hilarious. You have to understand the personality of the building.
I know.
That's funny.
Oh,
yeah,
it is funny.
It was funny. And she sent out the table invite, and she's right. Roy and I are the only white people from Beasley going.
Why are you so stressed?
Because the invite list at our table, I like.
Roy and I are the youngest by a lot.
We're the youngest, and probably Nicole is the only person I really can like mesh well with and talk to. Everyone else, it's going to be a battle for me to talk to. And when I mean battle, I mean like I'm going to have to do a lot of work.
So what? It's like a sit down lunch.
It's a we got the invite, and for people who one of our sister stations, V101.9, is actually the media sponsor for the thing.
Oh, good.
So that's why Beasley gets a table. But the invitation that Roy and I got to buy a table is thousands of dollars.
$2,000 to get a table.
Yeah.
Sweet. You're going to be in good company.
So, and it's at the West End, so I'm assuming it's going to be a pretty good lunch, which is a plus. But
is Boss Man going?
No.
Walter?
No.
Rob?
No. I told you, we're the only white people.
Incog? Who runs Power 98 NV? Larry?
No.
Jessica Burp?
No.
Sharky? Butta?
Really?
No, no one from... It's
Midnight, Rolodex.
It's mainly people from sales.
Yeah. Huh.
Charles is going. Charles is going.
What's
you
up?
You guys got the invite.
I'm a little offended. Come get on the microphone for a minute, please, on the Meeting Roy and Lorraine Rap Party podcast.
I'm sure you can see where this is going, Charles.
What are you doing today?
What do you mean?
At lunch with Nicole and Roy.
I had nothing
you didn't
to
put
do.
This together?
I had nothing to do with
Who put this together?
Joyce.
And you're going?
Yeah. So what's the problem?
They asked Roy and Nicole to go.
I mean, he's upset.
Clearly,
he didn't
I'm
get
the blackest
invite.
Dude on the show.
If it makes you feel better, you can take my place.
No, I'm only cool around you, bro. All right, Charles, you got nothing to say.
Miss Joyce asked.
Roy and Nicole. By the way, Miss Joyce said, hey, do you want to come to this Pride event? And you know when you asked Nicole or Roy, the gay people on the show.
Who told her.
Oh, you were the one that told her? Like, hey, they think it's gay pride?
Yeah.
I did, too.
You thought it was gay pride, too?
Yeah.
Why do they call it pride? Is it?
I guess we'll find out today.
Okay.
Hey, Roy, that's a question you can ask.
It is.
As a gay man, I'm wondering.
When I heard we were going to Pride Awards, I'm like, what was I nominated for? I must be getting an award for something.
Called Pride Award, yeah.
All right.
Well,
Roy's a little nervous about conversation, so make it easy on him today at lunch.
Roy will be good.
I'll be all fine. Right.
She'll be good. Nicole will be good.
Both of them will be good.
All right.
We don't have to do any speed. We're just eating, right?
What else is going on? How's Jazz Fest? Charles Whitfield is the one who runs through. We run the Hornets through him. Jazz Fest.
Did you see the pictures?
For the Hornets Pride night?
Good. I heard they look good.
Yeah, they came out really good. We're excited for that. Jazz Fest is coming along?
Coming along.
You got a date yet?
I'm looking at agreements as we speak. June 20th.
Oh,
nice.
2020.
Okay.
So, anything else?
You want to run any of the artists past me?
No.
No. What'd you do for your daughter for Valentine's Day?
You'll see later.
Oh,
didn't do it yet.
She's at school.
Did you leave it out this morning?
No,
you're supposed to leave it out in the morning.
We're doing it afterwards.
Okay, Lorraine, there. You feel better about yourself. We started the show off. She felt bad because I put the stuff out for Dean and Ruby this morning.
Okay.
Lorraine almost cried.
I did almost cry.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Don't cry, man.
I was like, oh, my God, I'm a bad parent.
No. So today, Olivia, all she cared about anyway, was taking Valentine's for her classmates.
Oh, yeah.
Which we did. So that's what she...
Okay.
Did you attach a little thing like candies and stuff? Yeah, we had to do that for Dean.
We got to do it for all the kids.
Yeah. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No, this inclusion thing's the worst.
Oh yeah, that was different when I was growing up. You went around to the tables and gave it to the kids you wanted.
Now it's like they send you
the list,
the class list. Yeah.
Oh, how lame is that?
Who was it?
What if there's a
conservative?
I was gonna say, what if there's a prick of a kid that no one likes?
Get closer to the mic. You're on. We're recording you on the podcast, bud.
Yeah, she still. It is a couple.
Yeah,
but you still have to give them.
Roy said his school, or Lorenz said that his school was about somebody coming in with a rose to the class and bring to you.
That's in high school.
That's in high school. They did roses and crush cans, like orange crush.
So if you had a crush on somebody,
you would send them a crush can.
Oh, wow.
I never heard of that.
Me neither.
But it was a whole, I'm pretty sure my school was profiting off of it. Because it was like eight.
Bart brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Yeah, it was like an $8 for one rose that you sent to a kid.
Guys, it benefits like student government and stuff. It does go back into like your class.
That was a racket.
I missed
man.
All of that when we were.
I know, me neither. By the way, Charles Whitfield, also in charge of our Stand Up Speak Out campaign with CMS. You run that.
I do. I just had a conversation with John Councilman from CMS today.
Man, good. You are always working.
On that, so.
Not really, dude. This guy is away a lot. You going to All-Star weekend?
I'm not going to All-Star. See? Staying here
to work
on Jazz Fest.
Where is All-Star this?
Chicago.
And it's like 15 degrees, so I'm actually glad.
All-Star is on a different team right now, Kemba.
But no, three of the guys are playing in the rookie game tonight.
Yes. PJ?
PJ.
Devontae?
Devontae and Miles
from
Bridges.
High Point.
Yes.
Or the Raleigh area.
Raleigh area.
Yeah.
Devontae's from Raleigh. So those three are playing in the, I guess it's the.
Bacon should be in the dunk contest.
Bacon is not in the dunk contest.
He should be.
Devontae is in the 3-point.
Yeah, he's good.
Shootout.
Okay.
So.
All right, dude.
Anything else?
I don't know. You got anything else? How's Lowe's?
I'm good. I'm not dealt with Lowe's right now. I'm trying to deal with Jasper so I can get back.
Do you guys see how he wants to leave so bad?
Yeah. Just let him go. I feel uncomfortable for him.
Anything else? Then
get out of here. No, we're done.
With the text on come to the
I wanted you to come to the studio to tell us why Roy and Nicole were invited to the black thing
he
and I wasn't.
That he wasn't invited to the black.
I'm the only dude from the show that goes to Jazz. Well, you went 1 year to Jazz Fest.
I enjoyed Jazz Fest. Yeah, I enjoyed Jazz.
Who's the blackest dude on the show?
Since you say it's you, I will.
No, get out of here. I'm not your. See ya. Bye. No Limit Larry, for the record, No Limit Larry thinks it's me and so does Burt.
Okay.
I don't need you to tell me.
Okay, I'm the third. Yeah.
Bye, Charles. Charles Whitfield, everybody. Well, he's the best. So his brother's the COO, and Michael Jordan's good friend. He owns the Hornets with Michael, I guess, or runs the Hornets.
That was so uncomfortable to hear. You kept badgering the guy.
That's not. I know Charles. He was fine.
Oh.
Yes.
Let's talk about something.
Okay.
Do you think the listener, the average listener, is going to enjoy the last 5 minutes?
The answer's no.
I mean,
the answer's no.
The Lowe's
you, sometimes you do things for your benefit and not for the listeners.
What? That
benefit.
Didn't benefit any. Oh, well, he does know the CEO of Lowe's.
Yeah, but that no
that's a good
no
hookup.
No one cares
don't
about
care.
That. You know.
You know
well,
what
who doesn't
I'd like
care?
For Lowe's?
And then you
I'd like my
Lowe's?
Friggin' vanity to be found. That's what I would like.
That's where I was going to go. Follow me down the road. I was going to say give Loren the CEO's number so she could get her vanity.
Yeah.
I don't know, y'all. I love Charles, and I could tell he wanted to leave, so I was trying to keep him in here.
I know. Do you think he loves you just as much as you love him?
Sometimes. It depends. If he needs me, yes.
Yeah.
No, we're friends.
Because I think like the majority of the time I see him interact with you, he typically gets annoyed with you.
he doesn't like Radio Manny. He likes hanging out with regular Manny.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, there's a difference?
He's not comfortable in front of the mic either. He's a sales guy.
Right.
Although he does speak at our events.
Well, I don't, yeah.
Why are we still talking about him? He's not even here. This is more boring than having him in here.
No, you should have listened to your conversation. It's way worse.
Well, why don't you guys step up and ask him some interesting questions?
We were trying to get him to leave.
Oh.
So we can continue the Rat Party podcast. Although, you know, the one interesting thing you brought up that would have been funny is Roy thinks y'all are going to be boring, tough to talk to.
Yeah.
That could have been a whole thing.
Well, he started to bring that up, but I could tell he was like trying to sidestep out of here by then.
Yep. Anyway, okay, what else? Today, Trash Your Ex was really, really funny. Thanks to Active Waste for bringing their garbage truck in and letting us throw a whole bunch of stuff in the back. Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. At one point, I got to pull the levers and try. A lot more difficult than you think to operate the equipment.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's not a 1-2-3 step.
No, it's like you got to push in and then back it up and put it back out, and then you got to do that a couple of times. And then ever since I touched the levers, because in my head I'm a psychopath, I felt like I had a ton of germs on my hands, and it burned all morning. So my hands were burning. My one right hand burned all morning, and I know it's because of my head. Like,
right.
There was nothing on it.
No, it's a blanket. He said that was one of the newer trucks.
Yeah, so I'm just an idiot.
Yeah, you know? And then he brought his buddy Frankie in.
Yes, he did.
Yep, Frankie.
Did you have fun with that?
Frankie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
with
I had
everybody?
Fun talking to Frankie on the air about his girlfriend and whether or not his girlfriend was in the profile picture. Hilarious stuff, because the same people deal with that shit. Charles just texted me. Let's see what he says.
Man, why'd you do that to me?
Yeah.
Thanks he said, for you me got me and... today, LOL. He was unprepared. All right. Anything else on the Rap Party Podcast? Roy, update us on Monday, how your weekend, your night goes. Nicole, you're doing something for Valentine's night.
I'm going to my mom's.
I can't wait to update everyone how the lunch goes. I'm very excited
That's
to see
real.
How this goes.
And ask Lauren what she's doing this weekend.
Are you being extra?
I don't know. What am I doing?
Aren't you going to see alpacas?
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought we talked about that, though. There's the Southeast largest alpaca convention coming to Concord. My mom flew in for it this morning. She's, like, obsessed with alpacas. And I am having to take her, my son, and our au pair, Elena, tomorrow.
What do you do with the alpacas?
I don't know, but it's a free
them?
Alpaca thing. And
do they expect farmers to come and buy them, and then you guys show up just to look at them?
Don't know, but if they're for sale, I'm sure my mom will try to buy one.
I used to have a alpaca type animal as a therapy animal.
Mm-hmm.
It was
That's
a llama.
So my mom's boyfriend owns a crematory.
There it is, Carolina Alpaca Celebration, February 15th
yeah.
and 16th.
Yep, we're going.
What about the crematory?
So my mom wants to get a therapy alpaca for the crematory and keep it out back.
Where is the crematory?
You know, funeral homes are starting to do that now
yeah.
with dogs.
Yeah,
they're starting to get therapy pets.
Mm-hmm. And they already have a dog.
So I guess when someone comes in and they're dead, you can have the...
You have the dog around you?
Like when you're doing visitations, it just probably makes it better.
Yeah.
To have a dog in there during the visitation?
Yeah, like, that's just something you
what
can
if it
like
jumps
pet?
Into the casket?
Okay, it has to be... You have to be trained to be
the
a
ball.
Service.
They're like
Throw
service
the ball,
dogs.
Falls into the
alpaca is pretty cool. I remember when I was hanging out with my therapy llama, they would have big meets where all the therapy kids get together and all the llamas get together, and some of those things would, if they want like you to move, he will use his long neck and move your body, which is pretty funny to watch. Like, he has no shame in moving you.
I am pretty sure, like, Roy, you've seen my son around your dog, you know,
yeah.
how he gets tired, he like kind of kicks.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's gonna drop kick an alpaca.
Oh, we're getting spit on tomorrow.
Yeah,
100%
sure.
Making stuff out of the alpaca fur.
He's gonna piss off an alpaca.
Are they hurting it?
No, they just
shave them.
Just shave them off.
I want to see, though. Look how fluffy they are. They're so cute.
No, it looks like they purposely grow them out for this
Looks
event.
Like a doodle.
Yeah.
Looks like
it does kind of look like
hair.
A doodle. Yeah, you think you could walk that? If we get an alpaca, do you think you could walk it?
I will be
it?
Your personal alpaca walker.
All right. Have a great Valentine's Day weekend, everybody. That's a Rap Party Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.